This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Next guests are wonderful people because
they are indeed.
They are from the Wyndham City and they're from the
Wyndham City Council Youth Services.
And they've got lots to talk about. Alex and Brett, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome along.
Oh, thank you.
You're pointing to me. This is why we need a producer in here because I would.
We're just going to give you them.
There you go.
That's
what we need. Now, you guys have got some special things coming up. Obviously, there's a. Just tell us a little bit about the youth services out there for the Rainbow family.
Well, in Wyndham, at the council for youth services, youth services run a program every week that the time and location is undisclosed for privacy reasons.
Yep.
But it's run every week, and it's for young Rainbow people.
From what age to what age, Alex?
Like 12 to 25.
12 to 25.
And so you joined 4 years ago.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Are you like one of the senior crew down there?
Almost.
I used to be the youngest.
Yeah.
I was coming on 13 when I started going. And
so let me ask you, Alex. So you at 13, being out in the West, and did you have any gay friends? Did you have any association with the gay community?
No.
So this was your first connection with it.
How did you come across this?
I came out as transgender.
Right. Yeah.
Seven. Originally, before that, I was questioning my sexuality, and at school, at my primary school, they'd taken us on an excursion to the council to show us all the programs that they had available, and the Q program really stood out to me, obviously because I was questioning my sexuality. But then when I started questioning my gender, it became something that I wanted to attend much more.
Of course.
To connect with my community.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's so amazing that service was out there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel like as you were going through this whole... I mean, the people involved, Brett and these guys who are running it, did you feel very supported through your...
Absolutely. Brett especially was like a really key figure as a support figure for my transition because at the start my parents weren't as supportive.
Yeah.
And...
Have they jumped on board now? They're all
absolutely.
Cool? It's amazing.
Oh,
hang on. I need to give them a clap.
Yeah, they need the Murphy's Law clap as well. Yeah. Everyone gets the Murphy's Law clap.
Good on you, the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing now, but at the beginning of things, it was
tough.
Really difficult
for them
to come to terms with everything and for me to wait for them to come to terms with everything. And being able to come to Q every week was this constant reminder that it was okay.
Yeah.
And being the youngest there, I could see that... everyone else who was older than me was okay.
Yeah.
But Brett especially has been a great support.
Well, you make a good point. Like, it's hard enough for you to get your head around it and then you've got to sit there and wait for other people to jump on board.
Yeah,
that must be really...
There's a lot of people who tell you, like, oh, they'll come around, you just have to wait. And I'm like, yeah, but...
But for how long?
I've been waiting for
and
a
you've
very
been, yeah,
long
you've,
time.
Yeah, you've made this decision. It's like, I'm ready to go now. Like,
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So I have to wait now.
Brett, for you, you're obviously, you run Q, is that right?
So I co-facilitate with another youth worker.
Yep.
And so we've been running it. It started as an advisory committee because we didn't have anything in the youth space in part of Wyndham, and we realised with all the other amazing programs we run in counselling and things like that, that there was a spot missing. So we created an advisory group in 2011 at the end of halfway through the year, and then part of that finding and the young people sort of advocating for themselves and what they wanted was they wanted a group. And then in 2012, Q program started, and now we're running our eighth year, which is very exciting.
Wow, that's exciting. And you've obviously seen it grow every year dramatically.
Absolutely. I've been there since it started.
So how many kids were on board?
So initially with the advisory committee, we had like a shy sort of seven with various different ages and obviously different cultural backgrounds and
gorgeous.
Obviously various family or not family supports.
Yep.
and that helped that, I guess, create the the safety rules mm-hmm. around why we advertise the program, but we don't disclose the dates, times, and locations.
Yep. Yep.
Just so that it's not the gay day that people are going to that, so that yep. you can come into the youth centre and you're not going to be outed. And even if you are out, it's still a fun, inclusive space. Yeah. You know,
such an important program.
Have a bathroom amazing. That they want to, and you know, we just have really youth-led, which is the best thing about it. And it's the best. I love it.
So you guys, obviously, part of Midsummer, you've got an interesting thing coming up. It's the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Yes.
This now, Wednesday.
What's that for?
So basically, when we first started the Q program, what we also realised is that there was a bit of a gap in Midsummer in terms that there was obviously the carnival, there was the parade and things like that and the march, but there was nothing really for young people to attend to meet other like-minded young people in the rainbow community.
Yeah.
And so we kind of created this event. Initially, it was a dance party and it kind of went okay, and then it evolved into the now Mad Hatter Tea Party, which is running for its fourth year.
Yeah.
So very Alice in Wonderland themed, because we love cups of tea and getting dressed up.
I run parties. I'm going to rip off this concept. I'm actually going to rip it off. It's done. It sounds fabulous.
I love this.
Now, where is it taking place?
So it's going to be this Wednesday from 12 till 3.
Yep. At the Newport substation.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So still within the West, but really accessible for anyone across the state of Victoria to get to that is a young person, 12 to 25,
it's
whether
free.
That's an ally. It's free, absolutely. So if you have carers, want to come along and support some young people.
And there's stalls and stuff, and there's drag queen bingo. Is that
the absolutely.
Is that
we got to keep it fun as well.
Yeah,
there's lots
of
food and nimblies. And then we've got some drag queen bingo. We've got some performers performing as well, Alex.
Yeah, drag queens and kings that are young people performing.
Oh, fantastic.
So doing like a little comedy dance sketch. We've got, we're doing a fashion runway for the best dressed Mad Hatter themed.
Yeah.
We've got some prizes. Who do we have prizes with again?
We have 3 tea sets with tea from T2.
Oh, heaven.
2 movie tickets and 2... Hares and Hyenas vouchers.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
This is great. I really... Have you got the dates and times?
Yeah, so it's this Wednesday, 22nd of Jan, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. at the substation, 1 Market Street, Newport, proudly sponsored by the following Midsummer, IPC Health, City of Moonee Valley, City of Melton, up Headspace Melton, Youth Services. You guys
are fantastic.
I'm so impressed. This is great. Thank you so much for coming in.
And Brett, if anyone wants to get involved with Youth Services in Wyndham Vale... Did I say that right?
No, Wyndham City.
Wyndham City. I knew I was going
to... Wyndham Valley is a suburb.
I went to Midsummer yesterday. I'm still struggling from Midsummer yesterday.
That's okay. We're a little glittering.
If they want to get involved with the program, how do they contact you?
On Wyndham City's Youth Services website, or we've got a Facebook, we've got Instagram, and then basically you just contact, you can call the Youth Centre, you can email, and then you'll meet someone like myself or one of my other colleagues, and then we just have a little bit of a chat just to make sure that everything's comfortable, and then they can start coming along and meet amazing young people like Alex.
Yeah, good on you, amazing. Alex. That's so good. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon. Good luck with the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. I'm going to rip that one off.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.